Well, we know that all over the country, adult social care is under pressure, and the Local Government Association has recently made a statement about that, as has the Association of Directors of Adult Social Care. So we know we're in a crisis around the funding of adult social care. Northamptonshire has got particular problems because, of course, it hasn't got reserves to absorb the sort of transitory pressures that might arise. It's a bit surprising because there was some good news a few months ago about reducing the number of people that were stuck in hospital. So obviously it's a concern. What is really important is that the County Council has systems in place to understand what is happening across the county so that it's not caught by surprise. And that is a real challenge, I think, for the council to make sure that those systems are secure and in place before, of course, we go through all the confusion of transferring to unitary authorities and what that involves. And the impact of that is something we still don't fully understand yet.
Because the council says this £6 million is mitigated against in savings that they've already planned. But if the next 3 months brings another £6 million, what happens then?
Well, indeed, this is a real challenge. And it's not only Northamptonshire that's in this situation. There are other counties as well. And as I've said already, the Local Government Association has said this is a national problem. It is incredible that we have known that this pressure has been building for at least a generation. 20 years or more, people have been talking about bringing a white paper to look at the funding of adult social care. It is not sustainable as it works at the moment. And because it is complicated, because it's difficult, every government, as they say, kicks the can down the road. And to mix a metaphor, those chickens are coming home to roost. It's really not possible to do it. And while everybody's attention is elsewhere, on Brexit, of course, and other things, the real things that are affecting people's daily lives, which is for older people particularly, these issues are being ignored. And I think that is dreadful. And the politicians have got to wake up to finding some solutions for this.
Where does this problem come from, quite simply? Why are there these increased pressures on adult social care?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The first one is that it's rather boring, but the history of adult social care and the health service are different. Back in 1948, when all this was set up, the health service was set up as free at the point of delivery. Everybody, if you're entitled, can get free health care. That is not true of adult social care. It's means tested. It depends on your income. And that means that there are all sorts of variabilities and problems when it comes to trying to make the two systems work together. And sorting that out is not easy. It's going to cost money. And that's where I think the politicians need to have an honest conversation with the public. I don't think people are speaking honestly about the true costs of quality health and social care and what needs to be done to make the system work closely together. And until we have that honest conversation and we recognise it is going to cost us more, we're going to continue having these crises blowing up.
And is the other problem side of this is that simply some people are getting older and that brings pressures on itself, and also we perhaps have a better way of looking after people with disabilities and things like that?
Absolutely. Ageing is not a problem, but it brings consequences. And that means that the sort of support and help that is needed. Also, there are issues around disability. And one of the key challenges for us is I think many people have come to rely on their GP or think in any slight problem you can go to your GP. But nowadays, there's more and more ways we can look after our own health. And that is a real challenge. The big challenge for the health service is to help people stay healthy and out of the health service. And that means we've all got to take responsibility for our own health and keeping fit. And that is a real issue. And if we don't do that, then, of course, the costs go up. So keeping people out of the system is the first challenge. And secondly, is making the system work together for those people who do need to come into it.
Another potential solution, I guess, is just simply fairer funding for councils. Does that need to happen sooner rather than later?
Councils have seen an almost 50% cut. Half of their money over the last 10 years or so has been taken out of the budgets from central government. And there have been a number of other changes around local government funding. It's all terribly technical. It doesn't mean very much to most people, but actually it means that there's less money in local government to spend. Now, of course, everybody's got to be efficient. It's good to have pressures to keep people efficient. But actually, local government has taken a bigger cut than central government. And of course, with Brexit and everything else, the central government costs are actually going up. So I think that, again, this is about honest conversations with the public. But politicians are frightened to say, if you want quality services, you've got to pay for it. But I think the message to the national politicians is that unless you have that conversation, we are going to get into more and more trouble. And I think that's letting people down. If we were living in other countries, the costs of our health service would be going up 3%, 4%, 5% every year. If we were paying an insurance, as they do in America, we'd see 5% to 10% increases every year. But in this country, people expect their taxes to stay the same or go down. You can't have it. If we want quality health, it's got to be, it's going, the costs of health go up. We've got to recognise we have to pay for it. And that is the challenge that none of the political parties are facing up to.
Quite simply, to sum this all up, what are the real life case studies, real life situations that you see at Health Watch?
Well, the stories of individual people, of course we get good stories and people that get really good care, and the NHS is really good at meeting people's urgent needs when they're needed. The problems are when things continue for a long time, or when people are in hospital and they can't go home because they can't look after themselves. And if you haven't got a family that understands how the system works and sees things through, then you can be in real difficulties, and there are real pressures finding places. And on top of all of that, we've also got workforce pressures, because there is a shortage of professionals in most professions, and there's a shortage of people who are willing and able to do the social care work. So there's a perfect storm of ageing, increased life expectancy, pressures on the workforce, and problems of funding. And that is really complicated. I have sympathy with the national politicians, but they're the people who've got to find some solutions. And if they don't find solutions, they're letting the people of the country down.